Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Amber's going to do something really weird to pump up her dating life. And we're going to, I don't think it's going to, Steve, you and I will have to discuss whether we think it'll work.
It wouldn't for me.
I don't know.
Me? All right, we're going to do it in a second. But first, we got to talk about COVID super fast.
Yeah.
Yay.
There's something about close contact that has just come out. They've, you know, every other day. Does CDC just bring this crap out on Friday so we don't notice it?
You're right. They bury
it. I think they do.
They
honestly
really do. The new information comes out. Oh, by the way, it's aerosol. We were wrong about everything. Anyway. And now it's like close contact means something different than what it used to mean, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
The close contact used to mean, I don't know what it used to mean.
Within 6 feet.
With no mask.
15 consecutive minutes during a 24-hour period.
That's too much math.
So now they're saying 15 cumulative minutes.
Cumulative.
So I could spend 5 minutes with somebody, then leave, and then spend 15 cumulative minutes. I know. You're listening to Slacker Steve and Amber, and we're going to discuss the word cumulative and the Centers for Disease Control. But that's what they're saying now is that like...
So I got to keep track time-wise. Like 6 minutes with you, but then it was 4 minutes.
Right. And then just be like, as soon as you, if you found out that I had the vid, then you'd have to go back and go, how much time did I spend with Slacker in the 24-hour period?
OMG.
That's literally what they're talking about, I think.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, and then I had a family friend recently. Her daughter got symptoms. Tested positive.
Symptoms.
Was not feeling good. And their elderly, her elderly grandpa lives with them.
Ooh.
So they
kept
her separate. I forget how, like, I think it was, you know, her schoolmates caught it or something. And then the family went to the doctor and said, hey, we've been exposed. Like, we need to get tested and make sure we can be around my elderly father and everything. And the doctor was like, oh, yeah, it's highly contagious. Just assume you have it. And none of them had symptoms.
Wait, that was the diet?
The doctor was like, yeah, you probably have it.
He used the word assume?
Assume you have it. It's highly contagious. Assume you have it.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
That doesn't make sense. I would say assume you don't. If you don't.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we got to quarantine if we have it, so we kind of need to know. I mean, I think they just went to an urgent care after. I didn't get the follow-up story. Yeah, but I know one doctor at least was like, yeah, pretty sure you got it.
But then did he write them down as a positive somewhere? Do they get counted as a positive case? Because it's like, well, I just assumed this family was just there and they all had it. I never checked, but
my assumptions are really spot on.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like... good protocol on that situation.
Shady and lazy.
Don't they want to... Look, I'm not one of those people who thinks doctors do unnecessary procedures for the cash.
You're right.
But you get... The COVID test is not cheap.
Right.
My wife, if like 6 degrees of separation, if somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who walked by the mailroom in her building got COVID, everybody in the building has to get tested.
Ooh.
Period. Every single time.
What?
And they don't even do the 15-minute cumulative thing. They're just like, all right, so-and-so walked by the mailroom. They got it. Everybody go.
Yikes.
And you can come back in the building if you're holding a negative test.
And they pay for all that.
They certainly do. Because it costs them, the first time somebody got it, they paid that crew to come in and clean.
Oh, right.
It's like $30,000 to come in and like spray down the office. But it's much cheaper to just have everybody get nose swabbed.
Is it that invasive way up in the back?
She just says she can handle it, but she's like, she loves to do aesthetic stuff to her face. like IP,
totally like AP, IPL, needles up in your lips, she in your like, eyes, yes. Like you're fine.
Okay.
She does. She's had like right? Botox and like micro needling.
You can handle
like,
that.
She's like,
you
shove can... it deeper in my nasal cavity. I'm good. Okay. So we need to talk about what Amber's going to do.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear if you want to text us at 51059, if you're a woman who's willing to try this. I don't think this works for men, but some blogger has stopped wearing deodorant and it worked.
Pheromones.
Wait, no, why would you stop? What's the...
Because then pheromones. You smell like you. It's like, then you go back into... Then right now when we smell Amber, we're smelling secret and whatever... I'm literally, I'm blanking on the name of a single
Secret
perfume.
The roll-on, yeah.
Bam, yeah, no, roll-on. But what about a perfume? What's the last?
Oh, there's a...
Obsession.
I'm just waiting for you to come up with
give
anything.
Me the name of
Avon, something Avon-y.
Yes. Put on the race car. The little race car wheels.
Right,
turn
that
the
one.
Top of
or
it
the
on
football.
And, like, splash
yes.
it. And put it on your face.
Oh my gosh,
no.
Yeah.
Opium. I used to buy that for a girlfriend, like, long time ago. It was called Opie. It's a good, yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, the perfume.
Yes.
Oh, I just assumed with your past.
I know. I was like, wait, are we talking about?
Nope. She smelled so good. She smelled like opium.
She smelled like meth. It was good.
That was great.
Okay,
loved
so
it.
This woman claims that men started to flock to her once she stopped wearing deodorant.
Because of her natural scent.
Because of her natural scent. You've said it, Steve. The reason... biologically, men are taller is because pheromones come out the top of women's
shut
heads.
Your mouth. That's true.
Yes.
That's... Why have I never heard you say that before?
Yeah.
That's a
know.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why it's like, I don't know, we're mucking it up with dry shampoo and everything.
Yep.
No, it's the COVID is definitely taking hygiene too. And you're like, most of the women that I know, I'm like, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to like. Hit a shower.
Thank you.
Right? Like I will accidentally spill water on certain members of my household just to make sure they go. Like, get it done.
Wow.
Wow. So.
Well, and where you put perfume is where pheromones naturally go out of your body, your wrists, your elbow, right by your, yep, your neck.
That's where pheromones
and,
come out?
Yep. Yes. And that's why you put perfume there. And... you have to find a perfume that matches your... That's why some perfumes smell great on some people and not on others.
There it is.
Because
so
you have a natural
yes.
scent. Yeah.
So instead, because she goes through all these things, she's like, some people just don't need deodorant. I feel like I do.
I feel like I do, too.
I mean,
you
don't sweat like me.
Right. No, I don't move around. Like, you're always...
Yeah, but yeah. I'm just... even when I'm sedentary, I'm just like...
You do.
I'm just amped. All the time. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like sweating right now.
You're using the dry.
I've tried everything.
Deodorant
my wife is trying to talk me into putting Botox in my pits.
Oh, yeah, that
I've
works.
I've heard of that.
Every 3 months, I'm going to get 7,000 stabs in my armpits. I don't think so.
I
I'm
know.
Not doing
it
that.
Is expensive. Yeah.
You won't have the 11 in your armpit anymore, though, if you Botox it, though. So that'll be
your armpits. I'll be an armpit model.
I love that you knew
he
that.
Knows the 11.
That's the only thing
I'm
I know
so about. Proud of you.
Aw, so she said, pay attention.
Not everybody needs it. She says you won't get the yellow pit stains.
And is a, yeah. deodorant is bad for you.
How?
Well,
because it has it's toxic. It's got
there are chemicals
iron
in
and
it.
Aluminum yeah. in it. That's why. You want to get the natural deodorant, but those things make me smell worse. I smell better.
Is it that Tom's one?
I've tried like... every single one I can find. I mean, I haven't tried like the off brands at Whole Foods. They've got like a million or whatever, but I've tried Campari, Tom's.
Is that a booze? Campari is a booze.
Campari
sorry,
Campari
I'll be over
booze.
Here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm like,
going,
you're right.
I tried tequila.
There is some, yeah. There's a bunch of brands. I've tried them all and they all
suck.
Have you tried the crystal thing?
No. In fact, I got a crystal in Morocco. No, I got one in Morocco and I forgot about it and I just found it the other day.
A rock?
Crystal? Yeah.
And it's stupid.
What do you do with that?
You just, rub it on your...
Yep.
To get a smell of the crystal?
I don't know. It's
no,
supposed
it's,
to...
it's a natural deodorant that they used like... Yeah.
Dude, you're never going to feel more stupid than standing in your bathroom rubbing a rock under your pits. They put it in kind of a tube to like, so you're like, and you just, yeah, it feels very.
Yeah.
And the other thing they said, deodorant attracts mosquitoes. So,
which is never good.
I didn't know that.
Can I just say this? I am, today was, you have never said the thing about the top of the head.
Yeah.
And now I am fighting the... I'm going to have to walk by Amber.
And suddenly not today.
Right. So if you've given up deodorant and you think this is a good idea, tell Amber works or not. Text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.